And a warm welcome to you all to our tea service. And we're just going to have a short service, and we're going to start with number 473. The hymns will be on the screens, but you might have a hymn book. And it's number 473, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less Than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness." After we have an opening prayer, the choir is going to sing a couple of pieces, "I Don't Know About Tomorrow" and "Your Will, Not Mine." But just let's have a word of prayer first of all. And we thank you, O God, for this day as we come into your presence. And I just see that the writer of this hymn died in 1874. And so these words are old, and it doesn't matter what the year is. It doesn't matter how advanced man has become in many areas of life. But we thank you that these words can never be altered. They are as relevant today as they were first penned. That our hope can be built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He is the solid rock. All other ground is sinking sand. And so we pray, Lord, that you will help us to grasp this message as we have entered this new year. The first week has run its course already, and we don't know about tomorrow, but we thank you that you hold tomorrow in your hands. We thank you for another year's work and witness in our church here. And we pray for this year that lies ahead of us. Encourage us, we pray, and save souls. Bring souls into the kingdom of God. Give them an assurance of heaven at the end of life. And encourage your own people. May we continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So bless us and be with us now. And those who will take part in some way, bless them in their souls, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Holy liberty.
Indeed. And I don't know who chose the first hymn tonight, whether it was Jean or Rodney, but it couldn't tie in any better with the verses that I'm going to read that will later on be the basis for our devotional. And it's the closing verses of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. And just four verses that tells the story of two men. And this is how the Lord, after saying many things in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, verse 24, says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fail, or it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." So may the Lord bless the few thoughts that will be gleaned from these verses. And Samuel is now going to sing a piece. Thank you.
Come now, fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise. Well, teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy grace I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, roaming from the throne of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his saving blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. Well, here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Thank you, Samuel. Thank you indeed. Now we're going to sing again another hymn. Jesus is the name we honor, number 870. And then after this, we're going to have a solo from Diane, isn't that right? Yep. And then a family trio, Marie, Karen, and Diane. So we'll sing first, and then Diane, and then mother and sister will join Diane. All right. Jesus is the name we honor. Jesus is the name we praise.
Just the name of all other names. Yeah. from your life of wasted years. Turn around, God is calling, He's calling you from your life of wasted years.
Thank you, Marie, Karen, and Diane. Again, another very appropriate piece for the time of year. Wasted years was 2011, just another year to waste. And what will 2012, the remainder of 2012, be like for you? Let me just give you the announcements for this incoming week. For our own folk here, I know there's different churches represented, and may the Lord bless our churches in these days throughout the town to be a mighty witness for the Lord. But our own announcements here at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, the prayer meeting and Bible study. And again, an important meeting in the church. It'd be good if God's people could come out on Tuesday night if you haven't been out before, to make that resolution to come out on Tuesday night to meet to pray. 6:30 will be the junior and senior kids clubs, and Friday night at 8 o'clock the deacons meeting. Next Sunday, the Sunday school and Bible class at 10:15. Both our services, 11:30 and 6:30, the speaker will be Pastor Kyle Warren. Time of prayer before the evening service at 6:30. So you're all made welcome to all of these services. Let's take our offering up now and thank you. Let's have a word of prayer, and then the choir will sing another piece, God Will Make a Way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your blessings throughout our lives. Thank you for 2011. Again, it brought its changes to families, maybe to personal health and other circumstances. But Lord, you remain faithful. You are ever the same. You're there to be trusted. You're there to be leaned upon. And as has been sung, we can carry all our sins and griefs to you. And we pray indeed that as we grow older, that we shall learn to do more of that, to lean upon the everlasting arms. So just be with us, Lord, ourselves personally, our families. May there be a great turning to the Lord. May we really see the emptiness of this world and living for it, where eternity is concerned, how we must rest in Christ alone and to love him and to serve him. So bless us now, we pray. For Jesus' sake, we ask these things. Amen. Thank you indeed. Now we're all going to stand and sing number 1072, and then we'll have our devotional. And we love this modern hymn here: "In Christ alone my hope is found, he is my light, my strength, my song." Let me just read Luke's account of the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Luke chapter 6 and verse 47. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And here we have just one of those pictures in the Bible where you're either one or the other. There's no middle ground. Two men, one wise, one foolish. Two men who did the same thing. They built each a house. One man did what was right, and he built a foundation. And Luke tells us that he dug deep and he laid the foundation on the rock. That would have been hard, arduous work. The other man maybe observed the other builder. If he was building nearby, just let's make a picture of this. Maybe he thought to himself, well, I'm not going to all that bother what he's doing. I'll build as good a house as him, but I will not build on a foundation. I'll just put it on the earth. This earth looks sound enough to me that it'll hold my structure. and he built without a foundation. And maybe the days went by, the weeks went by, and one stood as solid as the other. But these two men then experienced testing times, because that's what we're talking about here, testing times. Matthew says the rain descended, the floods came, so there must have been plenty of rain to cause the floods to come, and the winds blew, so there was a great storm, heavy rain, storm, and we can all picture that, of course, and floods came. And the two houses experienced the exact same thing, but the difference was one house stood and the other house didn't. The house that stood did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And the house that did fall fell because it wasn't. It was on softer ground. And the Sermon on the Mount closes off with the words of Jesus, and great was its fall. So you're either one or the other, because we are building day by day in our lives. Wonder, do you have a foundation to build upon? Paul says there is no other foundation that can be laid, only the Lord Jesus Christ. But in these two readings, the words that stood out to me was what is said in Luke chapter 6 and verse 49. Because the Lord Jesus is talking about these two men, the one who built upon the rock, whose house stood the storms of life. It was the one who heard his sayings and did them. And the one who couldn't be bothered with all that, who still built but on sand, was one who also heard the words of Jesus but did not do them. And you can see the massive difference that there was when the storms of life came. And Luke 6 and 49 says, but he who heard and did nothing. Those words stood out to me when I was reading them earlier on. But he who heard and did nothing. Another year has passed, 2011, where you have sat here in church most Sundays, because many of you come every Sunday, some twice a Sunday, some once a Sunday, and other churches are represented here too, and you heard the words of the Lord. What have you done with those words? You either do something with them or you don't. Here's a man here who did nothing. That was the tragedy in this man's life. He would have built the same as the other man. His structure may have looked as well as the other man's. Might even have looked better than the other man's. But the difference was this. One had a foundation and the other hadn't. Because usually a foundation cannot be seen. It's under the ground. What we see is above the ground, and whether it'll stand or not all depends what's just below the surface, if it has a foundation. And everybody might look the same, but some have a foundation and some haven't. You either do something with these words or you do nothing. Another year has come and gone. We have embarked upon a new year. What are you going to do with these words? Just the same as the past? Do nothing? Be like this man who heard and did nothing? It's like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation. against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Having a foundation in your life makes all the difference. Having the Lord Jesus Christ as the foundation of your life. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground, no matter how strong it seems, no matter how solid it looks, all other ground is sinking sand. So if you haven't started this new year with a foundation, I trust tonight you'll do something about it. Think of these two men. Which one are you? Are you wise or are you foolish? Now Rodney is going to come at this point of our service as we close.
We all know that a church is a company of people. It's not a building. It's not the premises. It's not all the activities, important and all as those may be, and enjoyable and those and all as those may be. And again, we're very grateful tonight to all who have contributed to this special service at the start of a new year, and to you good folks for being present here in the congregation. But a church is a company of people, and a church needs good people. We know that. It goes without saying. And by the grace of God and to the glory of God, I'm grateful that in this congregation, as a small congregation, we have many good people, faithful people, and long-serving people. We have known them in the past, and they've contributed to the work and witness of the church faithfully in the past, and we still have them with us today in this generation, and I trust in generations to come, good and faithful and long-serving people who work for the Lord and work for us here in this place, in this church. Now, none of us, in the past or the present, none of us ever served the Lord in his house or served the Lord in any church for our own glory or for our own benefit. We know better. We're taught better than that. We do it to the glory of God. And the greatest commendation that any one of us will ever receive is as a believer to face the Lord in glory and to be told, well done, good and faithful servant. And we can think back in the history and the life of this congregation to many who have gone on before us, of our own family and friends indeed, who have heard those words and are basking in that glory. And we who are Christians can look forward to that heavenly. But it's right and proper too that as a congregation we take occasional moments, and this is one of them this evening, where we recognise and we respect and we say thank you to people who have served us and serve us faithfully well and quietly well, and never look for any credit or recognition or gift, but we believe deserve so. As I said earlier in the service, we shouldn't take things for granted. We should take them and express our gratitude. On behalf of the deacons have taken this decision on behalf of you, the congregation, and I trust and I'm sure you will support and agree with us in it as I move on to the moment that is simply this. There are three ladies whom we wish to recognise this evening for their service, for their faithful, regular and weekly service to all of us in this congregation. And as the old saying would go, you never miss the waters till the well runs dry. If they were not present and doing the work that they do faithfully and regularly and weekly, we would truly miss that contribution to our service. None of them seeks glory, and I'm sure each in their own way will be embarrassed even when they're invited to come forward and receive a gift this evening. But I trust that they will and will receive it gladly and gratefully as we give it to them most gladly and most gratefully for their work and service to the Lord and to this congregation, to every one of us week by week. And I'm going to start with our faithful and caretaker of many, many, many years, Mrs. Maureen Sterling, and she's dropped her head already, and I've been told that she would be horrified to come to the front and receive a gift this evening. But I ask her, and I invite her, and I trust that she will indeed come to the front. Always the lady sitting down at the back and hiding down at the back. But the place is always clean and tidy and opened and ready for us and warm for us and available to us any time of the week, not just on Sundays, but all week long, every day of the week and every week of the year. And she's been doing that now for many, many years in the congregation. And we appreciate that. And Mrs. Sterling, I'd like you to come forward, please.
Thank you.
And I would ask the minister on behalf of the congregation to present to you a copy of God's words, which you can take, keep, I know, to read and to treasure as a gift. And within it, too, a small gift token that you can then spend on something for yourself, to yourself. And I say yourself or your home, whatever would suit you. But the gift token is within, and we're pleased that you would purchase yourself a gift or gifts with the use of the gift token, but also the copy of God's word. Now, the other two ladies who remain to be thanked this evening are our faithful organist, pianist, organist and pianist, organist, whatever way you want to put it, because they play both instruments and other instruments too, as we've seen tonight and on other occasions. But we appreciate the music and the praise that goes on in the congregation. We appreciate the young people in the music group and what they contribute to our services. And we appreciate the choir and the singing that they contribute to the services. Not just the special services like we have at this time of the year, but all through the year, regularly, week on week, the music and the singing. Because I do believe truly that it's a feature of our congregation that we like to sing, and we enjoy singing, and we enjoy the music, and we sing heartily. And we sing, I believe, and enjoy a good mixture of music in our congregation of the traditional and well-known and well-loved hymns. And we've been introduced and come to know and to love some of the newer modern pieces as well. But a lot of that work and a lot of that interest and a lot of that enthusiasm is put in week on week, and especially on the special occasions, by Jane and Karen, who for many, many, many years now have served us faithfully as organist and pianist and preparing and overseeing all the music and praise and worship that goes on in the church. And so again, as deacons, we felt that it had come the time when we would recognize them in a tangible, a simple, but honest and heartfelt way, and make to them also, as we've done to Mrs. Sterling this evening, a gift of a Bible, a gift Bible that I know they can keep and treasure, and I trust remember fondly this particular moment, as we say a most heartfelt and genuine thanks to both to Jane and to Karen for their work as organists and pianists and musical directors, if you want to put it that way, here within our congregation. And again, like with Mrs. Sterling, within the Bibles, there's a gift token that they each in turn can buy something for themselves, which they deserve, with our thanks for all the work that they bring and mean to us here in the congregation. So again, I would ask the minister to do the honours and Karen and Jane to step forward and receive their gift too on behalf of the congregation, and thank them for their many years of playing and music, and trust it will continue too. They're not retiring. Thank you. So thank you to those people, and thank you to all. And our blessing for what we do for the Lord may not always be in this life, but it is there before us, and we know that all our labours in the Lord are never in vain. So whether our labours be great or small or seen or unseen or over short times or longer times, they are worthy. They are worthy when we contribute anything to the Lord's work. As the hymn says, we can praise Him in how we live, and what we do, as much as what we say. There's the hymn that says, praise in the common things of life, its goings out and in, praise in each duty and each deed, however small and mean. And these folks mean a lot to us, and all that they do means a lot to us, like many other people too. And we say thank you especially to them tonight. Back to the minister to conclude our service.
Thank you, Rodney. And we're not finished yet with giving out a few gifts. The rest of the deacons got together and we talked behind Rodney and Dennis's backs because we feel that they ought to be acknowledged as well. And I certainly thank God for Maureen and for Karen and for Jane. And over the years that we have been here, they've been so faithful. There's times Mrs. Sterling is in this church early in the morning, and I mean early in the morning. We are all in our beds when she's in this church, and so faithful, and thank you for that. And Jane and Karen, it's tremendous to work with them. And they usually pick the first two hymns who's ever on each month, and it's great just to work with them. And but the rest of the deacons, I wanted to acknowledge services rendered as well, if that's the right way to put it, to Rodney and to Dennis. Rodney has been a secretary. He started somewhere last century, just about 30 years ago or so. And then Dennis has been treasurer for about 18, 19 years. And in recent years, the two of them have had to battle with illness. And many another person would have given up the duties they've done long enough and handed over the reins to somebody else. But we thank God for them, and I thank God for them. I hear what goes on in other churches between minister and secretary, between minister and deacons, and I thank God that in nearly 20 years there have been absolutely no problems here whatsoever. And I'm horrified at times at what I hear goes on in other churches, but I thank God for them indeed. And I just want them to come forward. Now, I'll probably get a real telling off after this, but I'm only the messenger, so don't shoot him. It's the rest of the deacons who got together and planned this for you. And we want you to come forward and receive a copy of the ESV Study Bible each. I've got one myself, and it is absolutely one of the best study Bibles there is around. And so, Rodney, would you please come forward? And there's a little something else in this for you as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And Dennis. All right. Thank you. That's the first I've ever seen them stuck for words. It's great. Absolutely great. So thank you, and enjoy your gifts, and the Lord bless you all. We're going to sing part of 2, 4, 3. We'll not sing it all. Our service has gone the full hour. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 6 of 2, 4, 3. We were talking about a foundation, and how firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. Verses 1, 2, and 6. We pray, Lord, that we will have this firm foundation. If a soul does not have it tonight, they will have it tonight. They will trust Christ and have this firm foundation, not only for 2012, but for the remainder of their lives. So, Lord, we thank you for this night and for this day. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and evermore. Amen.